are back inside the Quicken Loans studios here in Houston, Texas. As a quick reminder about listening to the show on the go, you know what? Our listeners, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app. It is available now for your iOS or your Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gao Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And perhaps you don't have an iOS or an Android device. No worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required. Normal data rates apply. Well, right now it is time to talk some college basketball. And there is so much to get into. We are delighted to have back with us the CEO of Five Star Basketball Camps, contributor online, Lee Klein, one of our regular guests during the college basketball season. Happy Friday. Welcome back, Lee.
Great to be back, and it's been a wacky college basketball season, and it's fun basketball and some interesting subplots off the court as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday's game. Oklahoma, that's going to be an interesting one in Norman, Oklahoma at the Lloyd Noble Center, the Sooners and the Jayhawks. We'll get to that here in just a moment, but what a roller coaster ride it has been for Rick Pitino and the Cardinals. I mean, what, last week they defeat the second-ranked team in the country, and then he learns his AD imposes a ban for the 2016 NC2A tournament. So, Lee, you're around college basketball all the time. What was your reaction, and do you agree with this decision?
Well, I am really against the mid-season, postseason ban, which is now becoming fad, as we saw Syracuse do it last year, Louisville do it this year. You know, I just think, you know, on a few different levels. First off, I think the NCAA has to step in and be the one who's calling the shots instead of these schools, if you will, throwing their season out for mercy. And the kids are the ones that, you know, they have no ramification. They're stuck in it. They're stuck. You know, basically, Louisville knew in the summer that the book was coming out. They could have told, if you will, their incoming freshmen and their transfers at that time where they could have possibly found a different school. For them to do it during the midseason really shows once again the ugly side of the college basketball business, where it's about the school having the power and the kids are the ones that are, you know, basically do all the work and, you know, to help holster this business up in the air.
When we talk about Louisville basketball, obviously there's some strong emotions, a lot of opinions, but you really do have to tip your hat, I guess, to the athletic director, Tom Jurich, because he didn't sweep it under the rug. I mean, he knows that his school, they've got to pay restitution. There was a ton of transgressions that need to take place. Yes, it is unfortunate in terms of the kids, you know, are being penalized. I think of like the freshmen, the sophomores, but, you know, something had to take place.
Yeah, I mean, in a different situation, what you do is you fire the coach. I mean, that's first and foremost. You fire the guy in charge. This happens to be one of the all-time great college coaches,
right,
who makes the university a lot of money, gets paid a lot, but makes the university a lot of money, and basketball is very healthy there. So, you know, that's where, like we said, the business of it, they keep the coach. They suspend the postseason possibility. My question is, why does the NCAA allow the schools this power? If the NCAA, if you will, is sort of the you know, the ones that are there to impose the rules, to punish those that break them, as well as to protect the kids, protect the players, so it's an even playing field. Well, then the NCAA should set what the standards are and should not be, if you will, dictated by the school that they're not going to participate in the postseason.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of impact, one more quick hit on this, I mean, what kind of impact long-term will this have on the Louisville program?
Well, they've got a McDonald's All-American coming in and VJ King, so any sort of, you know, future ramifications probably affects recruitment as well as him directly. You know, I think there's got to be a real question on how long Rick Pitino will remain the coach there. And as jobs are opening up and, you know, interestingly, UNLV's a, UNLV has an interim coach, mm-hmm. and Rick Pitino, you know, big name, a lot of possible things, could end up happening there. But, you know, the reality is what we see is the Pitino era in Louisville is coming to end sooner than maybe later.
Hey, Lee Klein is with us. Just a couple more minutes at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Let's move ahead. Let's preview the big game on Saturday in Norman, Oklahoma. The Sooners and the Jayhawks. That is a 2:30 Eastern time tip on ESPN. Wow, it certainly lived up to its billing. It was incredible what in the month of January.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be triple overtime again. That last game was a classic. It's going to be interesting because both of these teams, if you will, this is an important game sort of on the confidence and swagger, maybe most for Kansas because there, you know, there have been, if you will, periods of underachievement by the Jayhawks, and they're starting to maybe piece together things and win a couple in a row. Now they've got Oklahoma here. You know, here's an opportunity for Kansas to basically put themselves back in what we call the one line as a favored top seed going into the tournament with a signature road victory, which is something that they're missing. They haven't been great away from home. They lost at Iowa State. They lost at Oklahoma State. They mm-hmm. lost to West Virginia. Here's their opportunity to show that they can win away from home in a against a top team and prove that they belong.
The CEO of Five Star Basketball, contributor with Slam Magazine and Basketball Times, Lee Klein, has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We look forward to continuing this college basketball conversation next week on the program. Thank you so much, Lee.
My pleasure, Lisa.
Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.